Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are brought to you by TexasLending.com.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour, presented by Coors Light. Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Ah, that's right, baby. We are out here live as the Bullets and Bugs Tour continues. We find our way in Fall Creek at Big City Wings out here in Humble, right off of North Sam Houston Parkway. Get on out here right now. I don't care if you're in your cars, if you're heading out here, turn around, drive right this way. Once again, the Fall Creek location. The wings are great. Already had them. I know you. Damn, Clint.
What happened?
You got these bones stacked up like a beaver building a
it's
dam.
It's a boneyard. Boneyard back there. Hell, I mean, I didn't order them. Wow. I didn't order them to let them sit,
wow,
man.
Damn, I was hoping to taste
that. That's them tahini wings, baby. They're pretty solid. First time I've ever seen tahini wings.
Man.
I've had tahini on a lot of things, but I've never had them on a wing. I don't know if that's new or what, but I greatly appreciate it.
No, man, it's a great location out here. We're enjoying ourselves, as I said, the tour continues. The tour continues is always a party. We'll be out here till 6 o'clock, so make your way out here. Great spot. The crawfish will be going here. I know you wait on them bugs out here.
You bet you.
It's beautiful, man. About 40 TVs around here, indoor, outdoor a spot here, and fresh-made burgers as well. The wings are great if you're not going for the crawfish. So this is a great spot. 10 locations, man. They got two more locations coming in Richmond and Katy. So Big City Wings is doing big things, and we're gonna.
Well, I've seen two locations.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the wrong location earlier.
I wasn't gonna put you out there like that.
Hell, what I mean, look, yeah, I mean, somebody ahead, thinks man. Less of me because of that, then they need to check themselves. I was 15 minutes from here. I just go bebopping in there. My man Nick, that works over at the Atascocita Road location, says, "Hey man, I'm a big listener. You know, I love y'all's show." He goes, "But you're in the wrong spot."
You're in the wrong spot, baby.
Nah. I said, "Oh, okay, Nick. I appreciate it." Nick said, "You need a drink for the road?" I said, "No.
I'll get one over there. I'll get one over there."
So we're here right off the Beltway, right off Sam Houston Parkway, and it's a good place. Stop through and hang with us for sure.
No, it is, man. We got a lot to get to today. John McClain will be out here in the 4 o'clock hour, so make sure you get on out here. Already people asking about that. Tony Gwynn coming up at 2:35. Shout out to our guys out here. We got some folks out here.
We do.
My guy Scott out here. Scott's out here,
Scott,
trying to buy
right
his
there.
Beers already. I try to put my head down like it. Scott's already trying to get these bullets flowing already out here. Curtis out here. I mean, it's a party
Curtis,
out here.
Joel,
big Curtis right there,
big,
baby.
Big DJ in the back. So,
man, right there. I see you, man.
Got a nice rig, man. Got a nice rig outside. Yeah. I already had to have a conversation about
did
it.
Did you?
He got a black GMC, similar to mine.
There you go.
His is sitting up there a little nicer than mine, though. I just had to get the details, you know?
All right. Listen, the story still that is still rolling around is this – is this Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher situation. And you were saying it, waiting on the apology from
it was coming.
From Nick Saban. Yeah, he's been. By the way, did you hear Prime? Deion said, No. He said Coach tried to reach out and call him privately. He said, "No, you ain't going to do this publicly and then talk to me privately. No, I want you to talk to me publicly."
Yeah.
is what Prime had to say. But Saban – as you
the
said,
best thing
it was
about
coming.
The Prime Dynamic show, we didn't mention this yesterday, is the Aflac commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You know, him and Nick been doing them Aflac commercials together,
them,
man. They got to be, you would think.
Who's the bigger sale there? It's Deion, isn't it?
Oh, man.
I mean, right? I don't know. Like, who is the one that they're like, man, I got to, like, Deion's a bigger star than Nick Saban, right?
I don't know, man.
I guess the Affleck commercials are pushing towards college, though, right? I think it is the college thing. So I guess Nick has more power than Deion when it comes to that. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's splitting hairs there. Both those guys carry a pretty big stick. I mean, that's be interesting. I wonder what the next commercial looks like. I saw somebody talking earlier about maybe they should just add Jimbo Fisher if Affleck has any sense.
Oh my goodness.
Well, because here's what's beautiful. I was in the insurance business for a while, and the beautiful part about Aflac is they sell a lot of things, but the ancillary products, in other words, like the add-ons or the bells and whistles you can plug into your insurance. In some cases, you can have in place of some particular policies. It would be very easy to make a Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Deion Sanders slugfest, and guys falling, slip and fall, and Aflac covers them. And I mean, it would be interesting. Maybe they should look into that.
Yeah, they should look at it. The Aflac commercials. Yes, Shannon Sharp said he called Deion last night and said, "Hey, can I slide in that Aflac commercial now?" Like, yeah, it is. But no, but Saban, he apologized, and it came a little bit after we got off the air. This was Nick Saban and giving his apology for the firestorm that he created.
You know, I really didn't mean to single anybody out. I apologize for that. But, it's the whole system, and is this a sustainable system, and is it really, good for college football? I think name, image, and likeness is good for college football. I just think, hell, you played for me, Jacob. I think our role is to have a program that creates value for guys' future. So they focus on getting an education, becoming better people, being a good person, learning habits that are going to help be successful, and see if they can develop a career as a football player. And, I think the focus now is getting a little bit more on how much money I can make while I'm playing and where can I make it. And I'm not sure that's really good systematically for any of us.
Yeah, that was Nick Saban apologizing and saying he didn't really mean to to single anybody out. What did you do then, Nick? You literally said Texas A&M, Jackson State, and Miami. Like,
yeah, look, I said this yesterday, man. I think Nick Saban now, and I'm not taking any blame off of Nick Saban. What Nick did is uncalled for. I mean, hell, he's the highest paid coach in the game, I believe.
He started this.
He's got to be better than that. I don't care if it was done on purpose. He's got to be better than that. But when it's all said and done, I mean, Nick was trying to relay a message to his fundraiser, to his fan base, that they need more money so that they can keep up with the Joneses, essentially, so that they can do the things that some of these other universities are doing. And I don't think his intentions were to take a shot. I think it came across that way. Fortunately, the world heard it and grabbed it and ran with it, and that's what we're dealing with here. But Nick still can't, like, to me, the apology, I knew it was coming. I knew that's coming. It wouldn't shock me one bit if Jimbo's not next in the next couple of weeks.
You think Jimbo's going?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Going to have to tell Jimbo.
I firmly believe it. I believe when Jimbo laid his head down on that pillow last night, he knew what he felt terrible about what he said and the way the coaching world, I believe, will react. I've already heard people talking about, like, that whole code of silence in the coaching world was broken in a big way. So I just think the human in him is going to be like, damn, man, that sounded good. I'd probably do it again because I was emotional, but shouldn't have said that.
He was pretty convincing to me.
But here's the deal.
I guess Juwan Howard did end up apologizing.
But here, here's the deal. Here's the deal, though, Show. Thank you, D. Here's the deal. Nick Saban, like, we can't still be at a point, whether you're Nick Saban or any other coach in America, we can't still be at a point where we don't know if the right thing for college football is for athletes to get paid. Like, you can't make that, to me, if you're Nick Saban, you can't make that overall umbrella statement. But we can't still be at a place where you're making $10 million, the stadium's getting added on to every year.
These facilities, recording studios and facilities. And
look, man,
barbershops.
I just bought my wife a nice couch about three months ago. Real nice couch.
Nice couch.
Spent some bread on it. It pained me because I'm used to buying couches for 800 square feet apartments and condos. I bought a big one, and it pained me to do it. And these college kids got better. They got better furniture in their locker, not in the locker room. In their locker, they got more plush furniture than I just bought for my damn bride. I mean, it's crazy. Like, we can't continue down this track of everybody involved. I mean, wide receiver coaches are making $600,000 a year. The O-line coach at Arkansas just got a raise because Kirby Smart called him. Kirby Smart called him and gave him a $300,000 raise from $400,000 to $700,000. An O-line coach, kid's 27, 28 years old. I mean, and we're at a point where Nick Saban shapes his mouth to say, man, I just don't know if paying these players, you know, is the – I don't know if we're on the right track. Come on, man.
That
can't be where we're at with this deal.
Well, I mean, Nick has continued to be the old guy at the party, right? Like, get off my line. He's not fully about paying the players. I think NIL is good, but, you know, like he's really – like, he may be a couple of steps from stepping on out this thing, because this new game, I don't know if it is his deal. I will say, I do have a little different perspective about how I feel about what Nick said. I think what Nick said was really dumb and silly, and he didn't think this thing through. But initially, when I watched this, I thought there was when I heard him talk, I thought there was a purpose to this. I thought, Nick Saban, you don't get to be conveniently dumb now. I think Nick Saban is one of the smartest dudes out there, and like LeBron or like Steph Curry or like, you know, any great player, coach, athlete, when they're saying something, it's calculated, and when they're saying something like that, it's calculated. Then I watched it because I just heard it. Then I watched it. Boy, Nick was a little too comfortable. That's what it boiled down to there. As you said, man, he was talking to his base, and he was chilling. Because I watched, I said, there's no way Nick didn't say this on purpose without – you go look at it. There was a point there, and I watched about 10 minutes worth. Nick, and I've been here before, and I've been here on the Bullets and Bugs tour, and there's probably a good shot around 4:30. I might be here today, where Nick got on his chair – and he's linked, and I'm doing it right here, so if you're at Big City Wings, you can see. He's linked over on his chair, and he's just chilling. All he needed was a glass of whiskey, and he just comfortable.
Yeah.
And he forgot where he was, and he just started going off the cuff. And this is a conversation he probably has with, you know, privately, that he says. Yeah. So I don't necessarily think that he came into this to try to have an end game of, all right, I'm stroking my power to let everybody know how I feel. Now I'm a force change of some sort. I do think he was just comfortable, and he started telling a little bit too much of truth of how he feels,
yeah.
And that's not how he would normally do.
I completely agree with you. I mean, I think
it's really different from watching him to just hearing the
100%. And not taking any blame away from Nick Saban, because that's not what we're doing. But look, my man's leaned back. Is that a step further than leaned?
I put the T on there. He was leaned back.
But it's to me watching it. It's almost like he was. He's like, all right, I'm tired of beating around the bush. All you money folks out there, break out your checkbook.
I mean,
A&M's had five in the last 3 or 4 years. They've had five stars in four classes. They just got 7-1. Right? Y'all quit playing. Get your checkbook out and write me some. Give me some money. Because we got to go out there and get some of these guys. That's ultimately what Saban was saying. But again, when you're Nick Saban, you can't make the mistake of taking those kind of shots at especially again when it's a guy like Jimbo Fisher who has a big platform, man.
Who is out of F's to give. Jim does not give a rip anymore. All right, we are live out here. Bullets and Bugs continues. The tour continues as we're at Big City Wigs, Fall Creek location out here in Humble. So make your way out here. John McClain coming up at 4 o'clock. A lot of fun to be had out here. And also, those of you who are Mills truthers, Davis Mills truthers who believe he is the man to lead you. Boy, you're going to love what you got to hear from a, a quarterback evaluator. We'll see if Clint agrees with him. That's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour, presented by Coors Light. Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the show.
All right, as we are live out here in Fall Creek, Big City Wings, get on out here. I'm looking at the bugs, and they are coming out. Oh yeah, got the corn on there, the potatoes and everything. So make your way on out here. Got the Bullets out here as well. So the Bullets and Bugs Tour is happening right now, Clint. You going to be all right? Because those bugs are right there in front of you.
I'm going to knock me some back. There ain't no doubt about it, man.
I just know how you get. Once
eating tail, sucking head, and sipping suds.
You about to break down this guy over here.
You can't get that
coach out of you. Can you?
It's very, very difficult. Well, I've gotten better since I got married, because my wife didn't necessarily appreciate me coaching her every move she makes. But it's very difficult for me to sit around and watch fellas eat crawfish and drink cold beer and not want to partake in the festivities, if you know what I mean. It's difficult. But hey, we'll get through it. It happens every Friday.
And we enjoy. So get on out here right now. You're driving. This is the spot to be. Come on out here and have a good time with us and hang out as we're enjoying ourselves out here. Bullets and Bugs continues. All right, Chris Sims, he does this every year, Clint. He does his top 40 quarterbacks, and we talked about it yesterday, in which he had Davis Mills rated at number 35, and I think we both came out of that thinking that was fair. Right, that he had him at 35. Then we kind of were able to hear some commentary from Chris Sims. I keep calling him
six that. One way, half dozen.
Yeah, same thing. It's his boy.
A few year difference.
Yeah,
look very similar.
We've heard him now talk about Davis Mills, and hell, I'm surprised he's got him down at 35 the way that he talked about him. I know that you very much like Chris Sims, played in the NFL, played high level college football, him at Texas, you at Arkansas, and you have coached
quarterbacks. He was blessed at birth a little more than no dirty.
Yeah, but I mean, probably had about had a very similar career, though. He started maybe a few more games. Very similar career. Don't put yourself down. I'm not going to let you do that I'm not going to let you put yourself down here.
If I were 6'4", if I were 6'4", 6'5", with a cannon, I probably wouldn't be sitting here next to Osho. I'm just going to tell you. I mean, you're lucky I'm built more like a linebacker and didn't last long.
You'd be somewhere else. You have a higher role. All right. But anyway, you've coached quarterbacks. Yeah. He breaks them and evaluates them. I want to see if you could get down with his assessment of Davis Mills. This was him talking about Mills getting better once he came back. He started, and it was rough, and then he returned. This is Chris Sims' assessment of Davis Mills.
Hey, he's a rookie, and he was on not a very good team that couldn't run the ball.
And then got to go to the bench and kind of think about it a little
reassess,
bit.
Reassess, right?
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Again, yeah, reassess, take a deep breath. Wait, why am I making this so hard? Damn, coach just said go 1-2-3. Why the f*** am I going 1-3-4 and doing all this shit? So, yeah, he came back a different player.
Stats say it.
The stats say it. The film says it. He came back more confident and sure of himself.
All right, that was him talking about him coming back, a little bit of his assessment of his rookie year. And I know you talked about Davis. Is that something that you could agree with what Phil was – or for God dog it, what Chris was saying?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know anybody that wouldn't agree with it. I mean, the numbers show it. I mean, it don't matter whether you're a stat guy or film guy or just a casual fan. I mean, clearly when Davis Mills came back the second time, he was in a different mind space. I mean, he had developed his game. Some may just say, hey, it took a few games for him to get to transition from college to the NFL. But there's no doubt the last month of the season with Davis Mills quarterbacking what was a different guy than the one we saw early in the year in Buffalo and in the early action that he got for sure.
Yeah, it was a different – like even for me as someone who doesn't look at Mills as a believer of he's like the guy for the Texans, you can't dispute that. He was much better when he returned to the lineup after getting some time off. Now, this is what he talks about in which he was surprised on what Davis Mills brought to the table, something that he didn't think he would see from Davis Mills, a particular trait that he was impressed by.
He is good in the pocket. I mean, he plays big in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He moves well in the pocket.
Slide. I mean,
exactly.
Much better than I thought.
Exactly, right? When you turn it out.
Yeah.
And probably the number one shocking thing to me. Pocket presence and even the ability to get out of the pocket.
A little bit.
Right. You're not going to go, oh, my gosh, wow. But if the pocket collapses or there's trouble, he's a good enough athlete to get out, run for a few yards, 5-10 yards, or, you know, make a throw on the run.
All right, is that something you saw from him? Were you impressed by his pocket presence like that? I know you watched every one of the games he played.
Absolutely. Look, I think he proved in that last month of the season that he's a higher level processor than most guys are at the end of their rookie year, and I think you could see that in his quote unquote pocket presence. You want to call it poise, whatever you want to call it, in his ability to stand tall in the pocket, process what the hell's going on. You want to feel the rush, see the coverage. It sounds simple, but it's difficult. You want to feel the rush, see the coverage. He feels the rush really, really well. All the great things that, like, the greats have done that are pure pocket passers, the Aikmans of the world, the Bradys and the Drew Breeses of the world, they have great pocket present, great poise in the pocket. They feel the rush with their feet, and he does those things. Well, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he doesn't really elite, but, I mean, he does them better than most quarterbacks at the end of a rookie year. And I'm talking about quarterbacks that started – I mean, hell, I started 3 straight years
in college. Is it something you're surprised by from him that his pocket presence is where
it is? Yeah, I would say –
because Chris seems like he was shocked when he watched the tape to see that as a
– I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm not shocked. I mean, you're talking about a Stanford kid that's been a higher-level processor than most from jump. You're talking about a guy that's been – these quarterbacks nowadays have been trained to the nines, man. I'm not shocked. I think it's a –
Is it abnormal for someone his?
Yes. I mean, it's abnormal for a rookie to have that kind of pocket presence, to have that kind of poise, to be processing at that level. to be that disciplined in your reads, if you will, in your progressions. It's rare that that happens, especially when you don't have a lot of talent around you. When the first time you played, you got the dog kicked out of you, and it was awful. Training camp, you got a lot of reps, but it was bad. So, yeah, I mean, it is. If you look at where he came from, like early in the season, early in training camp, things of that nature, to the way he played at the end of the season, it's hard to believe that was the same guy. Like you expected to see him get better, but it's hard to believe that is the same guy. Now you can look at it and you go, well, if he's going to be the starter in Houston, he's going to have to pick and choose when to be aggressive and throw the football down the field, checking it down all the damn time. Every time the coverage dictates that, that's not going to – you're going to do more than that. You're going to – what does he do in the – that's the thing that like makes Brady – there's several things that make him the greatest. But one thing about Brady is unbelievably conservative. Just check, 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 check. And if the game never dictates that he gets out of that check down Charlie mode, then he stays in it. Yeah. But the minute that he senses the momentum slipping to the other team – he may still have a 10-point lead or a 14-point lead, or they may have control of the game. Boom, he's going to go take that chance and make that big-time throw. That's what Davis Mills hasn't done. He's proven in a very small sample size that he can sit in the pocket, process at a high level, take what the defense gives him, throw the ball accurately to all levels of the field. Now, can you decide when you need to take those chances? Can you take your game to the next level where you can rip it down the field and not just throw the ball at all three levels of the field? We'll see.
We'll see. All right, as we're here at Big City Wings, Fall Creek location here in Humble, get on out here. Hey, we got you. We're hooking you up. And anybody in here, go ahead and be a part of this raffle. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports. Your chance to – is there a signed football over there?
Academy Sports and Outdoors, yes, sir. We got a Cecil Shorts, our guy.
Oh, Cecil Shorts signed ball.
Signed Sports Radio 610 ball with the white panel and all that good stuff. And then we've got I brought one of my custom 610 hats, man.
Wow.
I had several different –
oh, you're giving out the merch.
Yeah, man, I had several different made and had a couple at the house. And I said, well, man, let me bring that lid out here and see if somebody can – can rock that. Hell, I can't even get the back on his name. But rock that thing this afternoon.
The damn raffle thing. Good God almighty. All right, get on out here. Anybody out here, come fill out. You ain't got to pay nothing. Just put
– free.
Just fill out a ticket. Your chance to win one of those items. Coming up, Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll talk to our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 baseball insider to see if he is someone who covers the league and understands the transition the Astros went through in the offseason, if he's surprised – where they are. Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Bullets and Bugs Tour, presented by Coors Light. Live at Big City Wings, Fall Creek in Humble. Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the show.
All right, as we are live out here in Humble, make your way on out here. We're enjoying ourselves, having a good time out here at Big City Wings, out here in Fall Creek, so come to this location. TVs are on everywhere, 40-plus TVs. You got inside, outside. The bullets are right here on the desk and all around, and the bugs are flying around here as well. TVs, you want to watch the PGA, you can watch Tiger, who is putting with his eyes closed, it looks like. Everything you need out here, so make sure you make your way to join us.
They got this nice – big. It's four TVs in one.
Yeah, I see that.
I wonder how I can make that happen.
Okay.
I think I can get that at the house.
I think you can. Make it happen, Lo.
Yeah, I mean, I got me a nice man cave in the works, and if she, yeah, she ain't gonna let me have that in front of the TV. I mean, in the living room now.
All right, let's get our guy in here, man. It's Friday. Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us, and on the line is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified. Buy a car and get it delivered. He also joins us, and here we go, Tony. You know how difficult it is for me. He joins us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. There we go, baby.
Come on, baby.
Tony gets the pressure sometimes.
Got it. That was the first attempt.
Hey, man. Hey, that was the greatest thing when Tony said, "Hey, man, I think we should just try to just let this one go right now. just move off that restaurant." No, man. No, Tony, man, as here in Houston. Like, hey, Def Taxes and the Astros are in first place in the AL West. And I'm curious, is there any bit of surprise that it has gone this well this soon? Is they're in first place? The Angels are playing well. And as we both said, I think they're for real. But the Astros, you know, losing Lance McCullers, they thought they were going to have him. And losing Correa, obviously, and he's being replaced by Pena, who we'll get into. But are you surprised that they have stayed afloat and look like, at least production-wise, the way they normally have?
It's funny. I think the last time we spoke, you had asked me if I could guarantee that this team would be like it had in the past. I said no, but they still had plenty of talent, and that pitching staff had potential to be really good. And even without McCullers, I mean, those guys have been brilliant. And then on top of that, you lose Correa, but you got this young kid, Pena, who is playing lights out right now, who's kind of been able to fill at least some of the void that Correa left around. And listen, this team still does have some guys who've been a part of the winning that this Astros organization has had. So all of those things add up, and they're playing real well. I don't think you could say it's really a surprise, but you knew it would be a lot more difficult than it had been in the past.
Tony, as someone who played in the league as you did, is there something to that with baseball, like this winning tradition, what they've done over the past 5-6 years, that is a big thing that you can't, you know, really calculate when you look at, they've lost guys, but, I mean, this is just now an organization like the Cardinals
that
this is what they do no matter who is out there.
Say what you want about how things have gone for the Astros in terms of, you know, some of the more salacious things that we've had to talk about over the years, but they've been consistent the whole time in winning, even before that. And so I don't know if it's a huge factor, but it definitely is a factor, and you can't calculate it. And so, you know, when you still have guys like Bregman and McCullers, there's a certain tone that veterans set at spring training. You already have a manager like Dusty Baker who already has his own standard as is. And when you combine that, there's an expectation that even the young guys know they got to meet, and it can raise the level of play for everybody.
Tony, let's get to this La Tormenta. You see how I rolled that R there talking about Jeremy Pena? I mean, hey, you spent some time down there in San Diego, bro. I know you know about rolling them damn R's now.
I still ain't good at it, though.
As talented and gifted as you are, that means you ain't trying hard enough, damn it. We got to get this thing together, T. Hey, but look, I mean, have you seen enough from this kid to buy that – I mean, maybe not that he's a world beater, but that what we're seeing is legit, and you expect – ultimately, we're getting to a point where we expect this kind of play out of this kid?
I can't say I've seen enough yet. I'm a big fan of getting into June, middle June, before you start to see who guys really are. But certainly, it's hard to argue with what you've seen so far, right? I mean, he's got 7 homers, 21 RBIs. He plays a sweet, silky shortstop, and I just like his confidence. I mean, that's the number one thing I look at when a young guy comes up is, when he does have some bad at bats, how does he react to it? Like, does he still have the same swag he had when he was feeling great. And he's passed all the tests when it comes to that. Now, it's a long season. We're going to have to see if he can keep it going. Rookies tend to hit a wall sometime in that July, August. And the good ones can maintain during that time. So we're still yet to learn everything there is to know, but he's certainly on his way.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here with us as he joins us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Tony, can you explain this Justin Verlander thing? For me, I've continued, and I've tried to, and I'm just going to throw my hands up at this point. I said, he's 39 years old. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. Like, you cannot expect him to be an ace. And when Lance goes down, I thought there was a real problem. But even since the last time we spoke, he has continued to do this. Like, he is aging. Even at a rate, like, Kershaw's not even aging this well. And we see Max is hurt again. Like, this is almost hard to explain what Justin Verlander is doing right now. His ERA is under 1.4.
Well, you know, shame on you for thinking that he was washed up and not going to be able to hold up like he has. I mean, listen, there are guys who are just built different, and Justin seems to be one of those guys. He's not running it up there at the velocity that he once was, but he ain't far from it. And the one thing you've always been able to say about Justin, he knows how to pitch, man. And when you combine that with really understanding how his body works, he understands it, and it's easy for him to make the adjustment. And so, yes, please go right. Sorry about that, y'all. But he's a Cy Young, former Cy Young Award winner. The guy knows what he's doing. And, you know, I think also the technology is so much different. It allows guys that if they take advantage of it, they can play longer. And so he's rehab. He's got himself in a spot where his body is whole again, and you're seeing the kind of fruits of that.
T, I need you. By the way, you don't have to apologize for when the soccer game's whistling and you're walking across the street. You're talking; those are the best moments. We appreciate you fitting us in with all that going on in your world, and I absolutely love it. So
yeah, go right.
Yeah, go. Hey, go right. Sorry about that, y'all. But hey, look, I need you to talk me off this ledge, man. We're 40 games into the season. The ramp up period's got to be over, and my man Dusty. Dusty's he's talking about silky smooth. Dusty meeting with the media sounds like he's sitting at his vineyard out there in California, about three or four glasses deep on the back patio, watching the sun go down. He is cooler than a cucumber right now. But T, this resting players thing, you got to talk me off this ledge. Last night he rested last year's AL batting champ, and who else was it? Brantley, Mr. Professional. Brantley and Yuli both. We're gonna sit them after losing a series to the Red Sox. Game one against the Rangers, we're gonna rest a couple of our biggest bats. You got to talk me off this ledge. I've had about enough of this resting stuff.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to get used to it. it's around everywhere. It's not just the Astros, and I think there's evidence that supports that when you give guys rest, they have a better chance of being more productive later in the season. And I think that's here to stay. There are very few guys that. Not even want to play every day. I know Manny Machado is one guy I get to see every day that checks that box every night, and that's important to him. But I think teams recognize that the information they have says that get these guys rest, they'll be more productive throughout the course of the season. And, you know, it's game 40. As you said, I think it's okay to have a little give a guy a day here against a Ranger team that even without those two dudes, y'all should be able to handle.
Yeah. All right, Tony, man. We'll let you get on the rest of your day, as apparently you got some important business to handle.
All right, man. I just got my own radio show. I got to get prepared for.
We'll let you. We'll give you a little leeway with that. All right, Tony, man. Appreciate you joining us.
Y'all take care.
All right, that's our guy, Tony Gwynn, our Odyssey MLB insider, and all. All calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Yeah, he didn't talk you off that ledge, did he?
No, he wasn't real interested. He wasn't even real interested in trying. I mean, he basically
gave it up.
Tony's thrown a towel in because Tony's an old school guy, right? I mean, at some point we've got too much information.
Yeah,
like the analytics at some point is too much. At some point, you know, the rest is it gets in the way, especially if it's a hitter that struggled all year long and he's had a 6-game stretch of swinging it well, and now we're going at some point.
My thing is that it just seems to apply to everybody, and I get the point that he's thinking that maybe numbers have sat through and said, all right, you know, you get rest from guys and later in the season they're better. But, like, it's young guys. It's old guys. It's got – like, I can understand, all right, Alex Bregman has had some injuries. Maybe we play some caution and get off his legs. But, like, I don't know why Kyle Tucker needs days off. I mean, he's young. Let's go. I mean,
I don't know why two of them need days off at the same time. I don't know why two of them need the day off on game one of a Rangers series. Like Tony said, you should sweep them. You should damn sure win the series. Like, let's get off to a good start. I guess that's where it seems like, one, the load management supersedes any and everything else, number one. Doesn't matter if somebody else is hurt and one of your other big bats is out of the lineup because he's injured. We're going to go ahead and rest these other two guys. It supersedes the fact that you just lost a series to the cellar dweller Boston Red Sox, and you're going into a Rangers series. It's okay. We're gonna let. But you get away with it, so we're gonna sit up in the stands and clap. Yeah. Right? I can't. That's tough for me to do, man.
All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show. Thanks to Tony Gwynn, who joined us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. I'm just confident, so I'm just going to keep saying it as much as I can.
That's good. You're doing a really good job, bud.
No, Clint, there was as we're live out here in Big City Wings, get on out here. We'll be out here till 6 o'clock and probably beyond as the crawfish is rolling as our Bullets and Bugs tour continues. Clint, you got a bit of an idea, right? You got an idea. You think there is a I don't even want to give it away. Maybe a quarterback. I don't know. A player.
Hell, we're in the middle of the segment. Go ahead and give it away, babe.
A quarterback that you think the Texans should take a look at that's available.
Well, I guess I got a little bit of a beef with Nick Caserio
Nick Caserio, who you have a beef with, you're about to tell us about it, will be on with Payne and Pendergast 7:30 on Monday, so make sure you stay tuned.
Look,
right here.
Call it a beef, call it whatever you want. If you're gonna have these guys like Jeff Driscoll. And what's Hogan's first name? What's my man?
Hey,
stay out of my bucket of beer, man. What do you think this is, man?
It's your own
bucket.
This is a marriage. This is ours.
This is ours.
This is ours,
baby. Damn, I didn't know I got married twice in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have guys like Kevin Hogan, is that right?
Kevin Hogan,
If you're going to have guys like Jeff Driscoll on this roster and you're going to have guys like Kevin Hogan – on this roster, there's a guy out there.
Well, who is it?
De'Aaron King.
Okay.
Everybody here knows De'Aaron King real well. I'll tell you this. I believe you put Jeff Driscoll and you put Kevin Hogan and you put De'Aaron King in a passing contest. Not a big arm contest, but a passing contest. De'Aaron King will win that thing.
A passing?
Yeah. I mean, look. Targets, accuracy,
really?
Getting the ball out on time, dropping.
So you think he's a better, just natural thrower of the football? Maybe not natural, but a better.
Well, you got to define better. I think he throws the football. My point I'm making is he throws the football as well, if not better, than those two guys.
Gotcha.
Now those two, like Kevin Hogan, I'd imagine big body, he can throw it through that damn wall back there. De'Aaron King may not be able to do that. But when you're 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", and you can spin it like that and you can move like that, clearly there's a reason why you're not a staple number two in this league.
But the trump card it is obviously that Jeff Driscoll has the athletic.
Well, Jeff Driscoll has Jack Easterby.
Jeff Driscoll is freakishly athletic.
No, he's freakishly athletic. Thank you, Chris.
No,
he gets the win over De'Aaron
King.
Well,
if he's freakishly athletic, De'Aaron King is in another world. He's another planet.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's be honest with you. But I just think it's all joking aside. If we're talking about building a roster that Pep Hamilton can put his best foot forward offensively and get creative, why wouldn't you have a guy like De'Aaron King as one of the three quarterbacks on this roster, or hell, at least in camp to compete for one of the three spots on this roster, and then use him in a creative way? It doesn't make sense to have two different project types of players like Jeff Driscoll, like Kevin Hogan, that can't do anything other than play the position really, if we're being honest, one way.
Yeah, King at least potentially gives you a weapon to do something else.
Yes.
Out of it. Like, in a way, Jeff Driscoll does it because you would have done it.
No, you'd have done it. Well, I don't know about them guys that were here last year. Let's be honest. I'm not real sure about that. But to me, you could put De'Aaron King on this team right now. If he were on this roster when the season started, you could have a goal line, short yardage, third down package, fourth down package with him on the field. Now, he may be a quarterback. He may be in the slot. He may be out wide. You do different things with him, right? But you could legitimately have that package on the field. I've talked to his coaches that have coached him. He's legitimately one of the best leaders that guys have been in, that coaches that have been in college football for a long time, that they've ever been around. I've heard coaches say that. To me, if you're going to have that project, if you're going to have that athlete, if you're going to have that package quarterback that can do some different things, you got to bring De'Aaron King in this thing and let him compete with the likes of Jeff Driscoll and Kevin Hogan. If you're really entertaining
I wonder if they really view Jeff Driscoll as the guy that you're talking about with those type of goal line packages. I wonder if they do. I never saw it.
Even if they do, De'Aaron King should be in camp competing with him.
Yeah, I hear you. The scary thing is he would win.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you talk about moving the pocket. You're talking about De'Aaron King is a player. And De'Aaron King, now he's not a staple plug and play quarterback in this system to where you're going to he's going to go in there and compete with Davis Mills right now. But he's damn sure a package guy that could do a cleanup work. There ain't no question.
I hear you there. All right. As we continue rolling with this Bulletin Bugs tour, we're out here at Big City Wings, Fall Creek location. So make your way out here as it's starting to fill up. There is still room for you to jump in. The Astros got a big W to start the series off. We'll tell you who was the special one in that game yesterday. All of that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.